something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Praying in the Spirit.
Hallelujah. What was Jesus like? That becomes a question. What was he like? You know, a lot of us... let me tell you this. Some people have suffered for so long in poverty, in self-defeat, self-condemnation, for so long they don't know what it is to be happy. So it's difficult to try to change their mind. But you see, until you change your thinking, nobody can help you. You've got to get it clear. And sometimes you talk to people about the situation and you say, all right, now, here's what you're going to do. Here's what the word... No. I've tried all that. They want a quick fix. Slap me on the head. They're in a hurry. No, it's not that way. You want a lasting solution? Get to the word. You must be willing to change your way of thinking. Until you are willing to change your way of thinking, nobody and nothing, even if God sat in front of you, he couldn't help you. Why? Because he's already sitting inside you and he couldn't help. The Bible says, without faith, Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please him. He says, it is impossible. You can't please God without faith. No matter what you do. If you want to cry, cry. You just be crying. As you're crying, he doesn't hear you. The Bible says if we ask according to his will, he hears us. What do you mean asking according to his will? It means asking in the way he told you to ask. That's according to the word. If you don't ask in God's way, you get nothing. Haven't you noticed there are people who have been praying about the same thing for a long, long time? It's just that part of prayer. Oh, Father, remember my uncle. Oh, Father, remember that job I told you about 3 years ago. I'm still very expectant. It has become a normal thing. When will your prayer finally be answered? I know you have answered it, oh Lord. I'm just waiting for the manifestation. That's talk. Jesus got results. John the Baptist didn't look like he did. You didn't get it. His disciples were going around with him all the time, you know, and they heard John pray, but they saw no miracles. They saw nothing happen, no change. They knew he always prayed. I mean, he was a Jew, so they knew he prayed. All Jews prayed. But when they saw this other... the one he testified of. When he said, be open. Huh? So did you see that? When he said, rise and walk. So, they came to him and said, did you read how two of his disciples, two of John's disciples came to Jesus? They came to ask him questions. Master, where do you stay? Because you see, they had been with John for a long time. Locusts and honey was their food. And they slept in the wilderness all the time. It was cold. And they covered themselves with skin. So they said, Master, where do you stay? Everything I'm telling you is inside the Bible. So, where do you stay? Jesus said, come and see. I love Jesus. They followed him home. When they got home with Jesus, they discussed and talked and talked and talked. They played a fast one on Jesus. It's in the book. Finally, they pretended like they wanted to go. So, because they had to go now. Then they opened the door to see that it's dark. Then Jesus said, it's already dark. Why don't you just stay? Read your Bible. They never left again. They remained with Jesus. They never went back to John. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because they noticed Jesus got results. What do you think when you read your Bible and you see men like Jehoshaphat when he prayed? King Asa when he prayed? David when he prayed? They prayed once. Don't you understand? You are praying many times about the same thing. Let me give you a simple story. Asa, for example, was surrounded by enemy soldiers numbering over 1 million. And he didn't have enough to face them. He prayed to God when they informed him that he had been surrounded. He said, oh God, we have no might against this multitude. He said, oh God, we have no might against this multitude. Our eyes are on you. And then he said, and now, in your name, we go out against this multitude. Now, I hope you know that's a risk. I mean, no, you think about it. You think of the fact that you prayed many times and sometimes it was as though God answered and sometimes you didn't know whether he answered. So you weren't sure whether or not he was answering. So you prayed and you prayed and sometimes you hit it and sometimes you didn't. Imagine if this were one of those times. And you're going out against a million men. It was either you submitted and stayed alive, or you fought and died. But now this man knows he's in for it. He knows he doesn't have enough to face the enemy. And he says, oh God, in thy name we go out against this multitude. And then he charged out. Look, as I read the Bible and said, I said, God, the man prayed once and got out. He prayed once and God responded, saved the man's life and saved all Israel. He prayed once. Can I pray only once in such a situation and go out? Lord, can I pray only once? I'm facing a very serious exam and I've studied. Can I pray only once? Can I trust that God will hear me? Then in comes Jehoshaphat. Three nations come out against Judah. And there's no way out. And Jehoshaphat calls all of Judah to prayer. It's time for prayer. Oh, hallelujah. There's so much to learn in the Word of God. A man has someone threatening his job in the office. He comes home, sitting down and getting angry with his wife and his kids and everybody. You know, no! Call for a prayer meeting. Don't get too proud. Call for a meeting. No, but you know, if you've been acting like the lion in the house, you can't call anybody for prayer when you're in trouble. I mean, you wake up like you are the lion in the house. I mean, Junior sees you in the morning and takes a dog. All the children fly out. You can't do that. So when you got a challenge like this, you can't call anybody for prayer, not even your wife. Who put this wood here? You've got to change that. I understand they say that the African man must be a lion in the house. No. You are not an African man. You're a child of God. So when there's trouble, you call everybody. You say, come, let's pray. If that home is full of love, this is possible. You say, come, let's pray. And this was what Jehoshaphat did and called all of Judah together. He said, we are surrounded by three nations. We don't have power over them. We can't fight them, but our eyes are on God. Let's all fast and pray. And they fasted and prayed and prayed and prayed. As they prayed, somebody stood up and began to prophesy. He said, fear not, O Judah, and O King Jehoshaphat. He said, fear not. This battle is not your battle. He said, this battle is not your battle. He said, tomorrow, go out against them. He said, they're coming up by the cliff of Ziz. He said, you go out against them. God already said, you will not need to fight. Guess what Jehoshaphat did? After the prayer, he said, oh, Judah, believe God's prophets. All right, believe God's word. We're going out. He put 20 soldiers, singers. They were not armed. He put them in front. He put singers in front. Will you try that? I mean, and the enemy's out there. And here come these big singers from Judah. Praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. Where are they going? To war. They're going to war. They're going to war. And they're making noise. And singing. Without arms.
Do you know about the incredible features of the Seachings app? It's not just a music platform, but a tool for spiritual growth and empowerment. First, Seachings offers a vast library of gospel music from around the world. You'll always find songs that uplift and inspire. Seachings also provides powerful audio messages. Access teachings from Pastor Chris Ayakalolendi at CDD and other ministers of the gospel for guidance, encouragement, and enlightenment. One of Seachings' groundbreaking features is its interactive capability. Connect with other Christians in real time, share testimonies, and participate in discussions. Seachings is a community for building relationships and supporting each other on our spiritual journeys, changing lives worldwide. Visit www.seachings.org. Download the Seachings app today from the Lovell App Store, Google Play Store, and the Apple Store to unlock a world of inspiration. Seachings, where every feature brings you closer to God and each other.
For inquiries, kindly call +1-869-664-4424. Or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you. This is the continuation of the message Praying in the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Learn to trust God. If Jehoshaphat could pray once and be heard, I can pray once and be heard. Jesus said, when you pray, do not use vain repetitions. Do it, Lord, 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 do it, Lord. Yes, 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 do it, Lord, do it, Lord, do it, Lord. He's mine, he's mine, he's mine, he's mine. Until you are tired. He's mine, he's mine, he's mine, he's mine. He said, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. You're not heard because of the volume of your words. Faith in God's word is what's required. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God forevermore. He said, we were predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son Jesus. Now, that should be your confession. That should be your confession. My life is for the glory of God. I was born to be conformed to the image of his son Jesus. You see, it becomes your confession. And I'm getting better every day. You know, there was a time I used to pray like this. I'd say, oh Lord, because I saw it in the Bible, you know. David had those words. Hide me in the shadow of thy wings. Keep me as the apple of thine eye. Isn't that nice? No, no, even you just looking at me like that, you just felt like, what a prayer. Oh Lord, hide me in the shadow of thy wings. As the apple of thine eye. It's a good feeling. You know, you feel like God has seen your humility. And so he, okay, son, I'll hide you now. The next day I come again. Hide me in the shadow of thy wings. Keep me as the apple of thine eye. One day, I prayed it again. As I said, hide me. Lord said, how many times am I going to hide you? Then I said, hide me. As I said, hide me. And I heard the Spirit. I said, I am in the shadow. I said, Lord, forgive me for praying this dumb prayer for so long. I'm so sorry. I've been saying the wrong thing. I am in the shadow of thy wings. Thou dost keep me as the apple of thine eye. I changed it, you see, because it's got to reflect truth. See what I mean? Hi. Yeah. That's the way the Word of God works. You make it personal and you put it to work for today. Look at Jesus when he was tempted by Satan. All right? Look at Jesus. Something happened. Can we read it? You want to read it? So Luke's Gospel. So Luke's Gospel, chapter number 4. You there? I'm trying to get there. And from verse 1 will be all right. Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Verse 2, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended afterward, he was hungry. Jesus was hungry. Did you ever think Jesus could get hungry? He was hungry. After fasting, somebody asked me one time, is it right to be hungry when someone is fasting? Does it not mean that the fast has been spoiled for him to be hungry? I said, it's nice. When you're hungry, refuse to eat. You're supposed to be hungry. That's the idea of the fast. If when you're fasting, you don't feel hungry, you haven't started. You would feel hungry. That's the idea, that you're hungry, and that's when self-denial comes in. If you don't feel hungry when you fast, you haven't fasted yet. Continue until you're hungry. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written. I want you to notice the answer of Jesus. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, every rhema of God. Now, there are two words that are popularly used for word in the New Testament. One is rhema, and the other one is logos. All right? Now, you know, logos is the whole revelation of the body of truth, all of the Word of God. All right? And the revealed Word of God, that is logos. And that's what the Bible says. Jesus is the logos of God, the living logos. Okay? But rhema is the logos of God on your lips. That is the spoken word. For the now, it is called the now word. Rhema is the word of God for a particular situation, for a particular person in the now of your life. That's rhema. Rhema is uttered. Rhema is spoken. Rhema is the word of faith. It's different from lalia, which is a speech. Even though spoken, it is a speech. Are you listening to this? Now, Jesus here said to Satan, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema. He didn't say by every logos. The word of God in your Bible is logos. The word of God in your heart is logos. You can lalia the word. That means you're just making a speech. You may just be talking. But when it's rhema, rhema is the faith word. Rhema is the spoken word. And it's the word for the now. It's a word that's coming in sync with the Spirit of God. Now you'll see why that is important. Notice Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema that comes out of the mouth of God. In other words, you may be reading the scripture, and what you're getting is logos. And that may not make a difference. You can be enlightened by the logos of God. It may not change your life. It may not make an impact or a present impact until you get rhema. Now, you get something in a moment. Watch this. You're still there. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema of God. And the devil taking him up, that's verse 5, onto an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. He showed to Jesus all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Now, I want to show you something that's very important. When we started reading, because you know, if you study this same portion, this same story, or a similar story in St. Matthew's Gospel, you would notice there's a change in the arrangement. But something interesting is, at the beginning of St. Luke's story, you'd find he said this temptation took place over a period of 40 days. Which means the devil could have said similar things on different occasions. And that's just like the devil anyway. That's the way he plays his game. He just keeps telling you the same thing until you give up. Or until he gives up. So that's not surprising. So when you study it in St. Matthew's Gospel and you notice there's a change, don't say, No. Understand what Luke said. It happened over a period of 40 days.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. For inquiries, kindly call +1 869 664 4424 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.